Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
The wind is gusting again. We are right now in a steady rain, and it's going to be with us all afternoon. Give to Richardson. He's cutting near side. 25. Cut back. He's to the 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Boy, do my ribs feel better. 26 yards and a touchdown. Fumble. Browns jump on the ball. Do they have it? Billy Wynn comes up with it. Billy Wynn continuing to have a great rookie year.
There's no question. I mean, we have the best fans in football. And to give them a win is great.
It's tipped and knocked away! What a play by Buster Screen!
You practiced great, you came out here, and we did what we had to do to win a game. And that's a credit to you guys.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the host of the postgame show on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Andre Knott, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Andre.
Thanks, Jameer. We're here with James Michael Johnson. James, coming off that San Diego game, a guy from the West Coast playing in a game like that at Cleveland Browns Stadium, a little different than what you came back from?
Yeah, it's way different. No, the weather was, we expected it. It didn't really affect us. But we had to play through it. I mean, we both were in the same situation, so I felt like we handled the weather a little better than they did.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you coming from Nevada, coming from I'm not going to say a smaller school because Nevada's played good football over the last couple of years, but obviously the NFL is a bit different. What's been the biggest adjustment for you coming from Nevada to here?
Just trying to, trying to learn all three linebacker positions because at Nevada I just played Mike primarily, so now I've just got to learn all three of them and got to learn both the nickel positions. So, I mean, just getting adjusted to, not being in school, stuff like that, and having a lot more freedom.
Going back to the San Diego game, I believe you had 10 tackles. You had a forced fumble, but it was taken away from you. You go through the season. I know, obviously, you came here. You knew that Fujita was going to be here. We knew Gokong was going to be here. They go through some injuries, and suddenly, you're thrust up into a spot playing earlier than you probably thought. What has that been like, going through that? But for you, you get injured earlier in the season. So I felt like that San Diego game maybe was the first game where you were really able to show what your talents can be on this level.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I had a pretty good game. I messed up on some things I know I can improve on. But, I felt like as a whole, I felt like I had a positive effect on the game, I felt like they knew I was out there, so I'm happy about that part.
What's DeQuell meant in helping you? Because when I watch you play, I think a lot of people see a little bit of DeQuell in you, a guy that can be rangy, that can run around, but also can put their nose in there and really go after it and shut a block as well.
Yeah. I mean, he teaches me a lot, from just even off the field stuff. Taught me so much about just handling yourself as a pro football player and how to stay in the league longer than,
That's
because he's seen a lot of guys that are in and out. So, me personally, I want to stay in as long as possible. So, he's trying to teach me ways to do that.
What was your inspiration to become a football player? Like, when did you know that you could possibly do something like this?
I didn't start playing football until my freshman year in high school. I had liked it. I played flag football, but my mother wouldn't let me play. So, I didn't play until I got to high school. But just seeing, players from my area, get college scholarships to play football. And I grew up with those guys, so I'm like, if they can do it, I can probably do it too. So that's why I probably got serious about it probably my junior year in high school.
Was there a linebacker that you patterned your career off of or you looked up to before you got here, maybe in high school and college?
In high school, Ray Lewis, he was my idol growing up. He's probably, his passion, one of the reasons why I started playing football and watching TV and stuff.
How different is it from going from that first and second down defense to knowing like the nickel jobs? Because obviously the nickel and dime defenses are different. And do you feel like because of your athletic ability, you fit kind of today's NFL where you're going to have to run around a little bit more in passing?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I can. I feel like that's one of my strengths. I can, be able to stop the run and stop the pass. If you want to have a long career, you got to be able to do both.
And as you continue along, how difficult is it to learn all those positions all at once?
It's not really difficult because, our coaching staff, our two linebacker coaches do a great job of letting us play all three positions. So, I kind of know. And once I know what the other two are doing, even if I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I can figure it out because I know what they're supposed to do, So it's kind of like we're all interchangeable.